Ignition. Liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's your host, the Small Biz Chat Lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Have you subscribed to the Small Biz Chat Podcast? Well, it's time. Every Wednesday, we offer listeners bite-sized actionable tips to start and grow a successful small business. In just 20 minutes or so a week, you can get a ton of insight and resources to propel your business forward. Be sure to subscribe to the Small Biz Chat Podcast today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Small Biz Chat Podcast. I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, your host, and I am America's number one small business expert. And I'm so excited to be back for another episode. This is a solo episode of the Small Biz Chat Podcast, and I'm so excited to share it with y'all. I love a good alliteration. I love a good acronym. And y'all know I love the number 12, right? Because I'm always creating the 12 P's or, you know, become your own boss in 12 months. So y'all know I have a thing about the number 12. But I am so excited because I have a new mantra for 2024 that I want to share with all of you. And the letters to it are GMMSU. Great marketing makes sales unnecessary. Yes, yes, yes. So if you are interested in becoming a brand, like the reason why you become a brand is because people are brand loyal. So if you do your marketing the right way, you become a brand, and you become a what? A brand in demand, right? Which is what all of us should want to be. So I'm just so excited because for the last year, I've been trying to come up with a great acronym that describes what I do and how I teach people to become brands. And I think I've got it. So I want to share it with you guys. So GMMSU, great marketing makes sales unnecessary. So when attention spans are fleeting and choices abundant, the art of marketing serves really as a linchpin for success. My acronym, GMMSU, really encapsulates my personal philosophy. Great marketing makes selling unnecessary. So what I want to do now is really dive into each element of this so that you guys know what these letters stand for. So the G in great marketing makes sales unnecessary stands for great offer, right? At the heart of any compelling marketing is a great offer. And it's not about showcasing a product or service. It's really about presenting something that is so irresistible that potential customers are drawn to it naturally. A great offer becomes a magnetic force, setting the stage for the entire marketing journey. And I think this is really important because if you don't have something of value to sell, there's no marketing in the world that's going to save you. But if you have a great offer, you just got to get the word out there. That's a different problem than not having a good offer. So focus on making sure that your offer is relevant, that it resonates, that it is something that people are willing to buy, not something that people necessarily need. Because we know people buy when there's pain. So you've got to make sure that you really, really understand your target customer so that you can build a great offer that's really going to solve a problem for them. A lot of people struggle with sales, and there's a lot of companies out here that want to sell you their $10,000 sales system. We'll do it for you, sales system. And then there are people that say, hey, we'll work on your sales for nothing. You just pay on results or pay when we get you an appointment with an actual target. Like those kinds of services, when you remove all the risk out of them, you make them irresistible, right? So I think that there is value in both approaches. Look, there's people that are willing to just plunk down $10,000 and be like, hey, let's do it. But for the company that's willing to say, we're so good at what we do, you don't even have to pay us until we get you some results. Oh, they're beating customers away doing that. All right. So let's talk about the M, the first M And great marketing makes sales unnecessary in its marketing messaging. The art of crafting marketing messages really is akin to painting a vivid picture that resonates with a target audience. It involves really understanding your audience's needs, desires, pain points, but also their aspirations. Not where they are now, but where are they trying to go? You really want to articulate how the great offer aligns seamlessly with their aspirations. Effective marketing messaging really can transform a product or service from just a mere commodity to a solution that adds tangible value. And when you can demonstrate value, people will pay any price. Trust me. So think about how your product stands out amongst your competitors, because you've got to figure out, what is your unfair advantage? What is your secret? You know, what is something about your business that is not easily duplicatable by your competitors? You got to talk about that in your marketing messaging. So that is critically important. So step one, great offer. Step two, tight marketing messaging. Step three, wait for it, multi-channel funnels. Where are you getting your leads from? You need to be getting leads from at least three places. Leads need to be coming from your website. Leads need to be coming from social. And leads need to be coming from ads, guys. Frankly, you're just going to have to spend some money on ads. Now, you don't need to spend money on ads on every channel. I would pick one channel for ads, one channel for a social offer, and one channel. Your website is a channel, right? So have at least three, but you need to have some different channels going so that you don't let any leads leak through your sales. So basically, your customers interact with you on various platforms. So you want to be strategic and have a multi-channel approach so that you don't miss anyone. Really, this involves seamlessly integrating your sales funnels across social media, web, and ads. And really, the goal is to create a cohesive experience that guides potential customers through your buyer journey. And your buyer journey starts with some irresistible free offer, but then it kicks into email, right? So your emails are really going to what you're going to use to build trust and to make other offers, right? So sometimes you might want to start with a tripwire offer, something that's, you know, $10 to $37 just to get them comfortable with spending money with you. Then you can up it, you know, and you can keep upping it until you get to your high ticket offer, or do you book a call to have someone close them on your high ticket offer? But the point is, you need to have multi-channels out here, and that is really what's going to make your marketing compelling. Then you've got the S in the GMMSU. S stands for sales process. Great marketing generates leads, but you've got to design the rest of the sales process to close the sale. So a well-designed sales process makes a smooth transition awareness to conversion. You also want to think about, helping this person make their buying decision, and you don't want it to feel like a hard sell. If all of your systems in your sales process are working, a natural progression will get them to the sale. So you just have to make sure that you build a thorough sales process to make that happen. And the last letter in my wonderful acronym, GMMSU, Great Marketing Makes Sales Unnecessary, is Unique Value Proposition. So you've got to create a compelling, unique value proposition. It's really a beacon that distinguishes your product or service from your competitors. A well-defined, unique value proposition sets you apart from everyone. It also addresses why your customers should pick you over the competitors, over the other options. Great marketing revolves around spotlighting and amplifying your unique value, making the decision process for buyers really a foregone conclusion. They're going to pick you. If you do the best job with your marketing, they're going to pick you. But you have to put yourself in a position to be selected. As they say, you got to get in the race. You got to put yourself out there. And like I said, you got to be on three channels, right? You got to have three ways to be bringing leads in. And then you got to have a process to follow up and close leads.
So basically, great marketing makes selling unnecessary underscores the transformative power of exceptional marketing. When your offer is irresistible, your marketing is on point, your multi-channels do not mislead, and the follow-up sales process is seamless, the need for traditional hard-selling tactics really diminishes. Instead, guess what? Your customers will call you. They will draw in organically. You won't have to be chasing them. They'll be chasing you. And the transaction is going to feel really like a mutual alignment of needs and solutions. My philosophy, encapsulated in GMMSU, really speaks to a customer-centric approach where you emphasize creating an impactful marketing experience, that selling becomes a natural outcome. It's a paradigm shift that focuses from convincing customers to buy to creating an environment where they can't help but choose what is authentic and uniquely and irresistibly offered. So don't forget my mantra for 2024. It is, great marketing makes selling unnecessary. GMMSU. So I want you all to be utilizing this in your business. I want you to create some new sales funnels. I want you to have one on social, have one on your website. Think about buying some ads and don't spend a lot of money. Test some stuff, right? But you want to make sure that you are constantly driving leads. A successful business drives 200 leads a week. 200, guys. So that's what I'm saying. Not 200 a week. It's 200 a month. You need to have 200 leads a month in order to keep your pipeline full and make sure that you don't run out of cash flow because you don't have any sales. So if you focus on a goal of 200 leads a month, you're going to close 30% of those leads. So you've got to keep that wheel churning, keep those sales coming in. That's what you need. So everybody, get your goals out and refine them. If you haven't talked about what your leads should be, if you're a professional service business, about 200 leads a month. That's what you should be working on. That's what your goal should be. All right. I want to tell you something. I have a brand new program that's starting up March 20th. My brand in demand cohort number 2. If you are an author, speaker, coach, or consultant, and you want to figure out how to draw customers to you, you want to figure out how to make selling unnecessary, you want to sign up for my brand new program. And guess what? It includes a makeover and photo shoot too. So if you sign up, my brand new cohort starts March 20th. And if you want more information, just head over to smallbizladyuniversity.com/brand-in-demand-group-coaching. I cannot wait to talk to you about this great program because I am transforming people into the brand they deserve to be. And I want to do that for you as well. So if you're thinking about it, head over to smallbizladyuniversity.com/brand-in-demand-group-coaching. I want you to check out our program. I'm going to bring you to Philly and I'm going to let my glam squad zhuzh you up and make you fantastic. So come on, check out our program. It starts March 20th and we need you to be there so that you can get to a point where great marketing makes selling unnecessary. All right. God bless everybody. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday for more fantastic information and interviews. You can find more sources and small business success strategies by visiting Melinda's website, succeedasyourownboss.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.